Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's the rule on secret recipes? Do you have to give it up to family? I saw this on social media, and I'm going to summarize it. Some of the words are not mine, just so everyone knows. But this person wrote on social media saying, "My sister-in-law is such a bee." God, not my words. My husband really wants this secret recipe, and she's not going to be there this year to make it. So I clearly asked her, reached out to her. And she said, "No, it's a family recipe, and I'm not going to be there. I'm the one who makes it. You can't have my secret recipe." She's like, "That's so messed up. That's what my husband loves to eat this. Their family loves to eat it, but she's not going to be there this year. Should she just give up the secret recipe?"
Well, it's still in the family, because I'm assuming that's her husband's sister.
Sounds like there's a deeper-rooted issue here.
So I did scroll through the comments, and there was. She did respond. She's like, "My mom gave it to me. My brother doesn't know it. And I keep the recipe. I'm not going to pass it along." And they started to get and forth. I love Facebook. But they got mad. And so mom gave it to the daughter. Mom, the daughter, being passed on the recipe. She's not going to be there this year. Don't know why. And so they either don't eat it or she has to pass it along to her brother's wife. Whose side are you on? Are you on the sister-in-law's side or are you on... you know, the sister side.
Mm. I'm in camp in-law. I don't really think it's that deep. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't. Like, if this sister is so proud to make this dish every year and everything, that's fine. But for 1 year, whatever, just give up the recipe. It's never going to be the same having someone else make it anyway.
Even if they have the recipe?
Right. Like, if it's your dish, claim it. Everybody will know, like, okay, these cheesy potatoes are
They didn't say what the dish is, which I thought was interesting.
Right. But like, it's really never that deep. And honestly, when people really ask for recipes anyway, you probably won't even make it. Like, it's fine.
Right.
It's
she's going to ask it, say she's going to make it for her husband and then get too busy.
No one likes a gatekeeper. Like,
so you think she should just
give
it up?
The recipe. It really isn't that
I don't know.
Deep.
Is their last name Sanders? Is this like the original recipe for the chicken?
Oh, like the kid? Okay.
For KFC?
My grandma was kind of like this, I think, because I'll tell you, they spent a whole Christmas trying to figure out her recipe because she never wrote down anything. And she would make these things for the family all the time, and there's no recipes for it. And my dad literally spent like 5 Christmases in a row trying to figure out her recipe for her nut horns because they weren't passed down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And he kept trying and trying. He thinks he's recreated it, but I don't feel like everyone believes it. But I do feel like I come from a family where someone gatekeep the recipe. This is what people do. And there's a level of understanding, like, grandma made this. This is mama's home cooking. And the sister-in-law isn't, like, in the family. And it does get passed down from generation to generation. Like, if this was a necklace.
Who cares? If it's good food, everybody should be able to
make it. What if it was a diamond ring? She should just give up the diamond ring?
It's not a physical thing. I can make it. You can make it. Hannah can make it.
I don't know.
Yeah, and it won't taste exactly the same.
I do agree with that.
It's never going to be the same. Right. So what the hell does it matter?
And okay. if you're that possessive of it, withhold one of the ingredients.
Oh, don't be that person.
That is ridiculous. So Kevin.
This is a true.
You want everybody to suffer?
Funniest thing about the withholding of ingredients. So my mom made the best pulled pork you've ever had in your life. Like literally the best pulled pork. People would just gobble it up when they ate it, like straight out of
that.
The pan, like secret recipe. And my wife, we've been together since high school. My wife's never had it. For whatever reason, either maybe like my mom started to get sick or she wasn't in town because we were long distance for like 8 years. Whenever my mom made the pulled pork, my mom died and my wife never got to try her pulled pork. One of the last conversations the two of them ever had, my mom was like, had dementia, was barely like cognitive. And I go, Mom, Katie's never had your pulled pork. And she said, oh, that makes me sad, Katie. I love you. You should eat my pulled pork. And I go, well, can you tell her the recipe so she can one day make it? And so my mom starts telling her the recipe. And my dad comes in the room and goes, you forgot an ingredient. And my mom just starts laughing like
she
to herself.
Knew.
Yes. And I go, did you forget it on purpose? And she said, yes.
She wanted it to die with her? Like she wanted no one to make it ever?
She had dementia and she literally was doing.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This.
Oh my God.
Katie and I still laugh to this day. Like she was holding that ingredient. Yeah. So that's like she did what Kevin did. She was like, I won't tell everyone all the ingredients.
That is ultimate level of petty.
Oh yes. Yep. I was like, Mom, my dad goes, you're forgetting something. And it was so funny. We still laugh about it to this day. Wow. So when it comes to secret recipes, how secret are they? Do you have to give it up to family? I saw these people arguing on Facebook, said, hey, my sister-in-law is the bee. That's what they said. She said, I asked, and she's not going to be there this year. So I asked her for her secret family secret recipe because my husband wants to eat this. This is their family's recipe. I said, I'll make it for my husband so he doesn't have to, so he can taste like home, taste his mom's cooking. And my sister-in-law said, no, my mom passed it down to me. Like, I'm not giving you up the recipe. I'm not going to be there this year. No one's eating it this year. She's the holder of, you know, their mom's secret recipe.
Right.
Who's in the right?
Kate B. texted and kind of explained why a lot of people gatekeep. She said, in my experience, people gatekeep because there's things in it they don't want other people to know about. Like, for example, using Bob Evans mashed potatoes and then adding some seasoning to quote unquote make it your own.
See that? Oh, I get that. Yeah, okay.
I love sense. That.
Carla, that's what happened to you. Like, someone wouldn't give it up and it was just the back of the box was the secret recipe?
Yeah. We used to visit my great aunt all the time when we were growing up, and she made these amazing fudgy brownies. So I found out in my teens, went over, visited her, and she asked if I would like to make the brownies. I'm like, sure. She always made these from scratch by memory. Well, turns out, recipe was on the back of the baker's chocolate box.
I love that.
That was the big secret.
That's
recipe.
Literally something secret. I would do.
Oh my God. Thank you wow. so much for the call.
So here for the drama.
Yeah.
So,
this kind of happened to me too. When my wife and I finally moved in together, after like not being together for like the 8 years, I was like, I'm going to cook you a dinner, you know, because we finally lived together. And my wife likes cheesy potatoes. So I bought some from the store and then I threw them in the pan and threw them in the oven. And my wife is like, man, these are the best cheesy potatoes I've ever had. I got some that night, guys. Got lucky. It's like we were on one of those rare chances. And my wife told me, she's like, man, I think I hooked up with you tonight because of those cheesy potatoes. So I would randomly cook those cheesy potatoes till one day she was like, what is this box doing in the garbage? Like,
oh my God.
It, I forgot to cover my oven.
Idaho potatoes, damn.
I was like, I want like three or four like getting sums before I got busted. Yes. I was like, damn, there goes my streak for sure. Amber, do you think that they should give up the recipe?
Yes, I do.
Really?
My grandma passed away 3-4 years ago, and she only gave my sister certain recipes and gave me certain recipes. But I can guarantee you that if my sister wanted one of the ones that I have, I'd hand it off to her in a heartbeat because we're the only two that have them.
That's how the recipes get passed down.
Yeah, right. That's how they survive.
In Facebook, you know, the Facebook drama's defense, she's saying maybe she has a daughter and she wants to pass it down and wants to go from family to family member because it has so much meaning to these people, these recipes. Joe, you chocolate pie was a big deal in your family. Do you think they should give up the secret recipe? What did your family do in the past?
Yeah, she ought to give up the recipe in its entirety. My grandmother made this chocolate pie, and my mom wanted it because we didn't go over there very often. And my grandma gave it to my mom. It never turned out right. Well, 50 years ago, you could call the Klieg Gas customer service. Oh, you need help with a recipe? Grandma left out two things.
So to get grandma's chocolate pie, you had to come to her house. She finally passed down the recipe and then purposely left stuff off the list after she passed away. Grandma took it to the grave. Respect that. Renee, you found a middle ground about how they should handle the sister-in-law not wanting to give up the family secret recipe, huh?
Yeah, I think the owner of the recipe, since she can't make it, should make it and take it over there for them. It's her brother.
That's exactly. I don't have to give up the recipe. I can't make it. Here's whatever you're making, whether it's dessert or something that needs to be reheated.
That's just extra.
Let's be honest. The brother who's in this is why we want him to eat it. If his wife makes it, it's not going to taste mom's.
No, it's not.
And so now it's really going to get to taste like home. And then he doesn't have to lie to his wife. Yeah, it tastes just like my sister's. We're really helping this guy out.
We are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.